A campaign aimed at highlighting the voting power of new Irish citizens is to be launched in approximately 1 hour by the Immigrant Council of Ireland outside the gates of Leinster House. Here to tell me about it is Denise Charlton, the Chief Executive of the Immigrant Council. Denise, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, tell me about the campaign, Denise.
Well, basically the campaign, I suppose, is an acknowledgement or an indication of a new diverse Ireland, and it's many naturalised Irish citizens that are coming together to say to politicians, look, I have a vote. The experience for some people who've migrated to Ireland and subsequently naturalised as Irish citizens is, you know, that often they're seen by politicians not to have a relevance in the election and therefore in the kind of future of the country. You know, maybe because of an accent, maybe because of a perception, skin colour, maybe perception that they, you know, they have migrated here and they don't have a permanency here. And so a number of individuals connected to the Immigrant Council are getting together to say, we have a vote, not only do we have a vote, we really care about what's happening. You want to count us in, because in some of the constituencies, you know, that vote will be very important. There'll be won or lost by a couple of votes. And also, I suppose, what people will be doing today is really showing the valuable contribution that they make to our society. And most of them contributing have very specific messages that they want to share with the candidates, but also a new government.
No, I mean, you know, these people have come to Ireland, they've adopted Ireland as their country. So how can they get onto the live register?
They just have to register. I mean, these are natural citizens. They're on the register already. It's more, I think, the issue is about the perception that they don't have a vote. And as citizens, obviously, that they do, and that's what they're all saying today. You know, we're standing here, count us in. What we have to say is very important. But also, we will be saying it with a vote. We will be casting our vote. So come talk to us and let's see, you know, where you stand in kind of on the day.
You know, I was watching this debate last night between the political leaders on TG Cahir, and they were talking about the amount of people who are leaving this country. They haven't really addressed the amount of people still coming in, even though the figures have dropped off somewhat. But when we see how many are leaving, and you know, I mean, I really like the idea of the Count Us In campaign. It's a terrific idea aimed at getting people out there who have come to Ireland, who have adopted Ireland as their country, to get out and vote for what they believe in. But I feel so strongly for people who have left this country, who cannot have a postal vote when they're maybe taking a year out or a gap year somewhere, and yet they still have to come back to this country and live with whoever else has voted in whatever government comes in.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think it's particularly when people have left in circumstances where they've had to go, but even where there's a choice, absolutely, it seems to be a missed opportunity that people can't continue to have a say in Ireland and the way it's governed.
Okay, so tell me about now what's happening today. You're going to be at the gates of Leinster House?
That's right. And as I say, various different individuals that have migrated to Ireland become Irish citizens. So we have Dill, who was originally born in Italy to Sri Lankan parents, and she's been living in Ireland for 10 years. Dill will be there to talk to the different candidates. And I suppose her main message is that Ireland should acknowledge and appreciate the permanent nature of immigration, and that Ireland is now our home. We have Dr. Puri. He was born in India and he came to Ireland in 88, and he's a consultant. And his message, really, he wants to communicate that, you know, he has experience with recessions and with the work of the International Monetary Fund. And again, you know, he has a real view on that, the implications for Ireland going forward. And Nusha Yankova, actually working with the Immigrant Council originally, she was born in Bulgaria. And what's very important to Nusha, I suppose, she says from a gender perspective that she's very clear about the difficulties and the struggles that minority groups and women have fought to have the right to vote, and she wants to exercise her vote and seeing the importance of it. So that's just kind of an example of the individuals who are coming together, taking the time, and really, you know, it's